two.
And here we are. It's the Gloucestercast 167. We're here at K-Band TV. We're taping live. This is our first live podcast. And as you can see on the screen, I think we're the only show at K-Band TV that has
Disclaimer,
own.
It's because of me.
It's a healthy disclaimer right there.
They have their own disclaimer.
Is the guy ready with the beep button? So I want to make sure.
We don't need the beep button, do we?
Do we?
No, not us. See, this is what's showing. They don't show us right now. They're showing the logo.
Oh, okay.
They did a nice job, though. They did a nice intro. And here we are.
Joey.
It's us. We get the cast. We got over here, we got Megan Merlin. Let me see, the camera's on Megan right there. Wave,
hi,
Megan.
Hi.
We got Kim Smith.
Hi, Gloucester. I don't know which camera I'm supposed
She's rocking, don't worry about the cameras. She's rocking the Warby Parkers. We got James Eves.
Yeah.
And we got Craig Kimberly.
Representing. Lanesville.
We want to thank the Rum Line for providing the libations.
Yes, indeed.
To lubricate the wheels for this podcast.
We practiced the podcast at the Rum Line.
Pre-production.
Yes, we did.
And we did officially our pre-pro meeting. Okay.
Yes, we did. This is Gloucestercast 167. We have a first-time Gloucestercast guest, Megan Merlin from K-Band Art Haven.
And I'm on the committee, yes.
What does that mean?
Well, Dave Brooks handpicked a select few people to be on the Bowie Auction Committee, and I was one of those people. And I'm representing Art Haven and the Bowie Auction and Dave Brooks.
How honored do you feel to be part of
it? I feel very, very honored. I'd like to thank you guys for having me. A little disappointed you didn't invite me to the Rum Line before the show. But I'll do my best.
It was impromptu.
Yeah.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about Art Haven to start out. Art Haven is one of our, it might be at the very top of the list, favorite community groups, give back. You know what? I'm going to say they're neck and neck with the K-Band YMCA. Mm, yeah. YMCA kids do a tremendous amount for the youth of Gloucester. K-Band Art Haven right there with them. Every time there's a community event, whether it's a block party or whatever, they are right there. Donating their time and just providing a great place for positive creative energy.
Right.
And but the Lobster Trap Tree is just part of this awesome fundraiser,
right,
which helps programs for low-income families,
right,
to send their kids to do something positive. Why don't you, Megan Merlin, take it away and tell us how important tomorrow night is.
Sure. So tomorrow night is the Art Haven's Bowie Auction and Family Fun Night. And that is their annual fundraiser. It's their big fundraiser. It's the biggest fundraiser they do throughout the year. It's usually packed. It's tomorrow night at Cruiseport from 5 to 8 p.m. There are lots of fun activities for kids. There's free food. There are amazing buoys that are made by, the children of K-Band. Art Haven requests that each school, elementary school on K-Band, come and paint a buoy. We get a ton of kids in. There's a ton of community involvement, and that's really what Art Haven is about. That's the spirit of Art Haven. You know, is getting everyone together to help each other, to promote the arts, to encourage kids, through art. So it's a really fun event, and it's really important for Art Haven because nearly 50% of the kids that attend classes at Art Haven are low income, working class kids who might not be able to afford the classes, but due to some cutbacks in schools or, maybe kids just have a particular interest in art, they can kind of, accent that with extra classes. The teen program, too, is really big. Tag,
yeah.
Tag is really great because the teens are able to create art and also get kind of hands-on project management.
And business experience.
Yes, yeah. And business experience. So a lot of Gloucester and K-Band businesses will reach out to TAG For printing, graphic design, photography, that kind of
they
stuff.
They do t-shirts too, right?
T-shirts, they do screen printing, they do banners, they do all kinds of things. And
but the Bowie auction really, so the whole the Bowie auction, the children of KPAN, all the what grades do the come in and do the Bowie? Is it Beeman? Is it like that? Is that grade school?
Yeah, it's Beeman, Plum Cove.
Plum Cove. So Western. They come in like each day over the course of a week.
Yes.
Each kid paints a Bowie, and then the Lobster Trap Tree, which has gotten national, if not international, recognition, it gets adorned with these buoys, which were made by these children.
Yep.
Unlike the buoys of the lobster trap trees in Maine, which are made by these convicts.
Oprah.
And they're adorned.
Maine convicts.
No, but really, the convicts from you know, they put these prisoners, like, you know, they build the Maine lobster trap trees. And they put these cheap Chinese sweatshop like bows on them, as opposed to the angelic Gloucester children.
As opposed to the Gloucester sweatshops.
No, yeah, no. Exactly.
These
AKA Art Haven.
That's right.
They're making wallets.
I just
want to
say,
Art
Haven. When you keep using the singular word art for Art Haven, but what they have in that place is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean the
just
hive.
There's not a like a technique or a process that they don't offer. I mean, photography, dark. You have dark rooms
dark
there for
room.
A while.
Yeah,
pottery,
clay. Computer. They're fully technologically up to speed.
Yeah,
it's across the gamut. The word art is huge.
Yeah.
Should be in all caps at Art Haven because it's unbelievable.
If you're a local artisan too, if you're a local artist, you can actually rent time at the Hive or keep in Art Haven too. So say you're a photographer and you need to print your photos, you can book time there and do that there, which saves obviously money.
Why would
time.
You want to go to Cape Ann G. Clay when you could just go there?
Oh geez.
That didn't just happen.
We're
not
going to. Joey's right about that.
No, you want to do dark. Cape Angie, we don't have a dark room. I mean, I love being in the dark room.
Like negatives and stuff.
You know, those chemicals, nice.
It's an. But it's the whole process. It's from start to finish. It's not
pictures. No, I totally get it. That's why I said it. I think it's just amazing. It's all like top notch equipment.
Right.
Nothing's spared. It's a really nice place.
And the tree itself this year.
The lobster tree, they engineered it. I don't know who gave it the green light and was not worried about this collapsing
of the lobster engineer. I spoke with him myself. We walked through the tree. I was there.
I remember when I was watching him build it, and I brought it up to you or somebody, and I said, "There's a hole in the side. There's a doorway." And everyone's like, "No, you must be confused." I was like, I saw a doorway when they were building that thing. So
they took it to a whole new level. Well, see the convict trees up in Maine.
The convict trees.
They're trying to build big trees. They're trying to build trees that go to the sky.
But
There's no heart. They're disfigured. They're disproportional. They look like Christmas spikes instead of Christmas trees. And we have a beautiful Christmas tree. And in the heart of the tree, inside, the angelic children of Gloucester.
Angelic,
I have a question for Joey. Would you feel comfortable challenging Rockland, Maine, or whoever does the convict tree to some sort of, I don't know, dodgeball tournament? Like,
they should send
tree.
Well,
Rockland.
It's funny. It's funny that you should say that. I was just
we would videotape it.
No, I was just texting Ryan Cox and Frankie Gwynn, my co. The planners of the Farm Bar and Grill, Good Morning Gloucester, Bikini Speedo Dodgeball Tournament. And we pinned down the date. It's April 9th is the date of this year's tournament. So we would love to have a team of the Rockland Convicts.
You want to throw it out
Rockland,
right now?
He just did.
We are throwing down the gauntlet right now. We would love for you to have a team to come up against the Art Haven team. Bring this. Leave the switchblades and the shanks behind. This is a clean tournament. We would love to challenge them. So can we pan close on some of the buoys? Do you know the names of the people that created these buoys?
No, I do not.
Okay.
unfortunately.
Well, but these are some of the, that one.
I know that. Yeah. Well, this is J.J. Abrams' nice. Version of it. No. This. So yeah, this is obviously R2-D2. This was painted by an elementary school kid. This is an artist buoy. I brought it specifically for you, Joey, because I felt it reflected your spirit, your and
food, Felicia, garlic, and tomatoes, and onions.
It has vanilla, olive oil. It was made by Kira.
Kieran Moyer.
Beautiful work.
It's gorgeous.
Kira Moyer, she works for Art Haven.
Gorgeous.
And it is beautiful.
It is stunning.
So this will be up for auction, a silent auction, at the buoy auction tomorrow night. There are artist buoys. There are a few artist buoys that will be silent auctioned off, and then there will be a live auction for the children's buoys. Right. A limited amount of children's buoys, because if
you couldn't do all of them in one course of one night.
We have 700 buoys to auction. We'd be there till 6 in the morning.
I see this other one's got like a little lobster, and then it's got the sea serpent.
The sea serpent.
Love
it. The lobster serpent.
Yeah. So that's really great. And we brought a special buoy.
Special buoy.
A good morning Gloucester buoy.
Interesting. Oh, wow. Check it out. Oh, it's like a, it's a lighthouse.
Yep. The art.
That's awesome.
The is that the Fresnel lens inside there? From
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
That is gorgeous. Thank you so much. That was very sweet.
Well, we put them in all buoys.
That is beautiful, of course.
Oh, I love it.
Right. So, buoy auction tomorrow night, January 22nd.
What time should people show up?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Come support Art Haven. It is honestly that is one of the best groups in town, doing so much good for our community. Positive energy. I can't say enough about them.
And the space was donated by
Cruiseport.
Cruiseport.
We got to thank Cruiseport for sure.
And then I think all the food is
all the food is donated by local restaurants as well. This is the thing about Art Haven and The Hive. They are community oriented. They really have the best interests of kids, you know, in the community at heart. They believe in what they do wholeheartedly, and they, you know, they want everyone to be involved, and they want everyone to have a good time and celebrate.
Oh, we should also mention there's one other thing I want to talk. Cape Ann Power Yoga is donating one free class to every individual who buys a buoy.
Yes.
So big shout out to Cape Ann Power Yoga. They're in the Browns Mall building.
Yep.
And they're doing great things over there. By chance. There's free admittance for a family.
Oh, what's my that? God.
No, but I'm about to do a major
Did anybody make a David Bowie?
David Bowie? Nobody?
David Bowie? You know, Space Odyssey.
There was one a couple years ago. Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
The tickets are $10 before the event and $15 at the door. Free admittance for children. Purchase ticket at Art Haven and Hive locations or online. Free admittance for family with children who painted a buoy during the buoy painting week.
Mm-hmm.
No tickets necessary for them. Name will be checked at the door, and join them for a spirited night of fundraising and family fun to support the organization. The funds that are raised will sustain our efforts to provide our classes free of charge to students from low-income families. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I mean, you going to stick around for the rest of the podcast?
Yeah, sure.
All right, great.
This is fun.
All right. This weekend, we are expecting – actually, it's supposed to come just below us.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this last little snow that we got was like really the
start.
It was like the middle of January, and it happened this almost the same exact way that it happened last year. That we got through all the way midway January, kind of lulled us into a false sense of security, and then bam.
On the 18th, right?
It
was the 18th.
So what do we think? Are we going to get another winter like last year, or do you think we're in
El Ninja pattern.
Yeah. We're gonna rename it.
The rum line, you know, after a beer or two, I thought it was Ninja.
It turned into El Ninja, not El Nino.
El Nino, he was digging hard. He's like, digging. El Ninja?
El Ninja? Was it Ninja?
El
Ninja? Craig, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's definitely, this is, the door has opened and it's showtime. And I think we will see white on the ground probably till May.
Oh really? You're going deep.
I'm going May.
All right. How about you?
I think that it's, you know, 78, 80 something, and the last year. I don't think it happens every year in a row.
Right.
So I'm not worried about it this year.
I'm with
and
you.
Either way, I live in New England. I don't really care. It's, you know, you go out.
You don't, wait. Last year you're acting like that was no big thing?
I had a snowblower, man.
Oh, well, I don't know. Last
year,
I just went out there and I was suicidal.
Although it was impressive. I did take some pictures. I did take some pictures when the snow was over my head. Yeah. Then it was, I thought that, well, I haven't seen that since 78.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen every year.
I was suicidal last year. I got to be honest with you.
That doesn't happen
that
every
was,
year, man.
That was hideous. I am going, oh, wait, now that the camera's on me, I would like everyone to notice my handiwork, the Good Morning Gloucester sticker. Three sides of my new...
That is some of your best work, Joey.
Is that fancy?
Right. That's good.
Fancy?
Is that sexy? You must have studied
at our wait. Okay, I want you to keep the camera right here. For all the people that get the Good Morning Gloucester sticker for us free, because if you send in a self-addressed stamped envelope, I said that right, mm-hmm. We will send you one back free, a Good Morning Gloucester. Currently, we have the Irish ones, the green ones, and they come squared off. But everyone that gets one... Try to just take 2 seconds and cut out the little, customize it. That little, it makes it look that much nicer.
I invented the custom die cut.
Yes, you did.
I was the first person to cut that sticker out properly.
It's sexy. It's straight sexy.
I've been doing that since I was a kid with skateboard stickers and everything else. I always customize and cut them up before you stick them on the car or your skateboard.
Craig trolled me today. He showed up at the rum line with his... I says, oh, not he, because he's
oh,
a...
Oh, you were so quick to jump on.
He's a Steelers fan. So he showed up with the red, white, and blue, and I'm like, oh, all of a sudden you're going to hop on the Patriots. And he's quick to correct me that this is the New England Revolution, not the Patriots that he's representing here.
Revolution. This is a soccer ball. Oh, that's one soccer ball. It's a flag. And yes, the matching hat, because I got this hat in the mail, because I got my half-season season ticket holder tickets
Am I in on that?
Yes, you and Eric are splitting 6 seats. Actually, 7. You get the game opener for free.
Oh, love it. Sweet, yeah.
So, yeah.
For anyone that hasn't gone to a New England Revolution game, it is a tremendous take.
Absolute blast.
You go there, they don't charge you to park at Foxborough, Gillette Stadium, like they do for the Patriots games.
Hmm. Beer is free.
No, it is not.
Actually, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
They're not trying that hard.
But they do let you tailgate for like no money, and the seats are so cheap.
Oh yeah, you can sit. We got box seats, so we got the cushy red seats you see people in a Patriots games, or when they come back from halftime is when you really see the red seats. They're like, where are all the, you know, people that don't know anything about football? They're up there behind the glass in the warmth, drinking, you know, vodka, whatever. But yeah, for a very cheap price, you can sit in the suite seats, and you get the, you know, the pimpy indoor protection. You don't wait for a drink inside.
No, but it's a great take, because in football season, like the first couple months of NFL season, you get the warm weather, so it's nice to tailgate at Foxborough. But like, all of soccer season is like, it's gorgeous weather, and you kind of, it's nice to be tailgating outside, you know. And
it's impressive. I've been blown away. I mean, granted, it's still way out in Foxborough, and it's a long ways for people to go, but I've been to a lot of Patriots games with buddies that have season tickets as a Steelers fan. But when you go there for the Revs games, it's amazing to see the amount of kids out there, the soccer teams, like the huge groups. Yeah. They're all kicking around. They're all playing in the parking lot. So it's a different vibe than a football game. It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. Not that, you know, the vibe of the football games are phenomenal, but it's a different world when it comes to the soccer.
But you can bring a family there for less than $150 as opposed to the Patriots, which is going to cost you $1,000.
Yeah, so.
Right?
Exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah, we used to go with my son when he was playing soccer. It was so much fun. We loved it.
Is the camera zooming in on Kim Smith with her Warby Parker glasses on?
Kim's eye right now.
Kim and Megan Merlin both are rocking the Warby Parkers right now. Everybody, so we can get a shot on those two right there.
It's an off the island promo.
That's them,
ladies and gentlemen, right here.
Not Craig.
5 glasses. Not Craig. Oh, try on for free.
Those are Ray-Bans.
See over here. That's them.
I used to. Okay, see,
so okay, so
Warby,
so
Warby Parker.
So let's talk about Warby Parker for a little bit for anyone that doesn't know. Kim, go ahead.
Well, I first started getting them for my husband. You just
It's an online.
You pick out 5 glasses, and they come in several different. Each style comes in several different colors. You check off the box, and then they ship you the five glasses.
Do they provide a return address?
Yes.
So you don't have to pay to return the other ones that you don't want?
You don't pay for the two shipping, and you don't pay for the return shipping. You don't pay for shipping at all.
And they come with your prescription in the glasses?
No.
Well, no, not to try them on.
Oh, okay.
They're just plain to try them on. And so then you...
So you can't really see yourself when you put them on.
Yeah. You have to wear contacts.
You have to have someone take a picture of you with the glasses on.
Okay.
Yeah, and then
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, and then you call them up or you send back your order and you tell them which one you want, and then they get your prescription through your physician. I didn't do the prescription part because I just wear readers basically. So.
So wait a second. You're wearing glasses that you don't need to wear glasses on just to look intelligent.
Well,
you just said they don't.
Well, these are very light. They're super, super light, and so I was afraid you were going to give me something to read or look at or something.
Oh, so they're readers.
Yeah, they're very light readers. That's what I usually wear. So I can look at I can use them for computer screens. I can use them for reading. I can use them for everything. So they're very light. They're like 1.75.
Megan, how about you?
Oh, mine are legit. Yeah. I need to use them. No, these are like prescription.
She's got the hammers on.
Yeah, they're for real. I need them to see everything.
The thing about Warby Parker, when you go to the website, they really have some really like hip, cool lenses. And I was going to save this for the homie cast, but I'm going to talk about it now. I don't know what it is, but like, when I was growing up, when we were like 13, 15, 20 years old, when if a girl wore like thick glasses, I'd be like, oh, you know, she's kind of wear glasses and stuff. All of a sudden,
now it's
like
smoking.
The girls, the thicker the black, like framed glasses on the girls.
I know what it is, but I don't know if I can say it here.
What?
Yeah, you can say it.
Nerdgasm?
Yeah, no, it's from like Hot Librarian Porn.
Hot Librarian Fantasy. Thank you very much.
Absolutely is.
Done.
It's like all of a sudden they're gonna whip off their like huge dorky glasses
and take the bun. You have to take the bun off.
Yeah,
they have a bun and then they take the bun out.
Let me help you read that.
Yeah, exactly. It's the
we're going down that aisle over there.
It is.
We're not invited anymore, but whatever.
I don't know what it is, but like semi-attractive girls with like the big glasses on. I mean, no one's more attractive than my
teacher Joey.
I want to say one thing right now. No one is more attractive than my girlfriend Kate. Okay, so we're gonna get that out of the way, so I don't have to listen to anything when I get home. But other than that,
she wouldn't say anything.
No, she would not.
But
say
Joey's
anything. She's very confident in herself. Yeah. She truly
fantasy going on.
No.
Deep.
No, my girlfriend Kate honestly is the most beautiful woman in the
world.
She'll
be wearing glasses when you get home anyway, man.
It doesn't. She doesn't need the glasses. She truly is the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm just saying. I don't know when it turned from this thing where glasses on women were like, oh, she's got to wear glasses too. Oh my God, look at this. She's got glasses. She's got these.
No, in the 90s.
When did that happen?
In the 90s, I had glasses like this, and a couple of my friends like made fun. They just with heavier frames.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of my friends made fun of me, like, what are your retro glasses all about? And then all of a sudden, it was like, boom. Heavy frame glasses—they're the cool thing.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
From the '70s, and the heavy frame glasses were fine then too. So
yeah, but in
oh,
the
yeah,
90s,
it came back around.
It comes and goes.
Yeah,
I guess
came
you.
Around.
Yeah, it comes and goes.
I often get mistaken for a hot librarian.
You are a hot librarian, baby.
That's James.
It's weird.
It happens to Craig all the time.
Oh,
you stop.
I got my glasses from Ace Hardware.
Were they number 1.5?
These are twos.
So you probably paid one,
and I paid four. No, I paid $3.99 for these,
as opposed to Kim's Warby Parker's.
They're just a flat fee. Every single one is $99.
Well, that's not that bad.
If you need a prescription or not.
Yes. Well, no, this. Yes, they're all $99.
Those are just magnifiers. Those aren't glasses. Those aren't like prescription glasses. Right. They're like one to five.
Right. I don't need a prescription for these.
But they would be this $99 even if you needed a prescription.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
See, exactly. That's pretty cool. Because like you can't get that.
And this particular style, I forget what the name is was actually sunglasses that I had made.
We got to move the big phallic thing right in front of Kim's mouth right there.
I was curious.
It's in her face all the time.
It's been in her face the whole time.
That one. There
you go. You're this right big there. Thing yeah, like that's perfect right there, Kim. That's perfect.
I kept looking at it wondering like what's that looking
you were
like?
Wondering what that big helmet was right in your grill
right there.
You know what, Joey, why don't you put it near you so you can take it home?
There you go.
See, I love that. Yeah, we'll put it right here. I just won't put it right where my mouth is.
Do you want me to put a big pair of glasses on it?
No, I love this. This is I thank you very much for this. This is very sweet. It's very sweet.
We appreciate your support, and I know you're really supportive to us, and we really appreciate it.
Well, it comes from the heart. I believe in you guys.
Well,
we're going to talk next about I was kind of upset about this. I'm not going to lie. I had to find out about this secondhand from Donna Artizzoni, who took James' Photoshop class. James is like one of our top contributors. He's a daily contributor, never misses his post and everything.
Yeah.
And he's got this Photoshop class, and he's like the master of Photoshop, and he's offering this class. And I hear about it secondhand from Donna that she took his class and it was amazing. And you didn't even pimp it on the blog until today.
Today I did.
After the fact. Like, what is that?
Not after the fact. It's Saturday. The class is Saturday.
Well, what did Donna get a private class ahead of time?
Donna got a private class. I do classes randomly for like up to 10 people. And then people can hire me privately to do the same class for, you know, it's a 3-hour thing.
So what can people so this is for photographers, obviously.
It's designed, Photoshop's a big program, and it's designed so that photographers, from the moment they put the chip in until they're posting online and they're sending things out for print, what are the things they really need to know and be doing to their images from beginning to end. There's no cloning or retouching. It's real like batch image processing. Embedding metadata into images so you can copyright your images, what resolutions you should be using for different environments like the web and et cetera, and some special effects, and then a sound color theory understanding, so you understand how to operate with color in Photoshop so you don't beat your images up.
Well, Donna was raving about the class. She said it was fantastic, and I wish we would have known about it more so we could have beat it in like the last five podcasts.
I got it on the blog today and on live TV tonight, so I'm good.
So where can people find out more about how to sign up?
On capeandgclay.com, there's a registration for the class.
Cape and G Clay. So we're going to say www.capeandgclee.com. There'll be a link there so people can sign up.
So people can sign up for the class, yeah?
All right. Yeah. Trying to be all bad. Like, what is this? Is this
I offer this class all the time, man. It's I'm actually developing one because of Kim Smith the other day. I'm developing one that's more image enhancement for photographers. How to, like, isolate areas, do selective color moves,
do masking.
So I'm developing another one.
Did you talk about this?
No, well, it was very. James gave me, just took some of my images and manipulated them, and I saw how much more beautiful. Like, this, like, one person's skin tones were very bright, and another, and everybody else's skin tones were really in shadow, and he brought everybody else's skin tones up, not to match. You could never match it exactly, but it was such a beautiful technique too, and it was very, James does it very quickly and very efficiently. I'm sure, somebody like myself would take a little while to master it, but James makes it look really easy and fun to do. So. It was awesome.
All this is going on behind my back.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know what?
You don't have if you had that librarian thing going on, I'd be all over your stuff.
No, I mean, James knows how much I think of him. You know, all he's done for us on Good Morning Gloucester. Him and his wife, Anna, unbelievable community people, donating so much time. This class, I am sure, is... is for a photographer's wet dream kind of a deal, like to be able to learn from the master. Some of James' clients that he does professional work for, New Balance,
Sweet Baby Ray's, Ken's, Mattel,
Johnson & Johnson. I mean, he is the real deal. So you want to learn from a guy that's been doing this on that kind of level? I mean, you can go.
I've been doing it before there was computers to
right.
do it with.
Right. You helped develop Photoshop, too. Right.
My first Photoshop was an airbrush.
Right. Well, James actually helped develop Photoshop.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah, babe.
There you go. We can go right there. We can segue into your new pellet stove.
Oh, you want to do the pellet stove? The whole energy efficiency thing? Yeah, Ann and I bought a pellet stove this year because the electric company hiked. The government gave the electric company the ability to hike the prices 31% last year and another, I don't know, 20-something percent this year. And we have electric baseboard heat. So we were paying a mortgage payment for heat every year, in the winters. And so it was just insane. So we bought a pellet stove. And, one pellet stove in a fireplace downstairs, opposite corner of the house from our bedroom, and our bedroom is 60 degrees. Hmm. And we don't have any heat on anywhere.
Based on that pellet stove,
based
on the opposite side of the
pellet stove down in the basement, downstairs.
Wow.
I have a finished basement downstairs, and there's two fireplaces. And the downstairs fireplace, we did an insert, and we haven't even really kicked it up. I mean, it's
So do you leave
like five heat levels, five being the
hottest?
Do you
leave the house with the pellet stove going?
Yeah.
And you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It's just like any kind of furnace. Furnaces have been around since the beginning of time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a furnace.
So you
run
buy
on
the
wood.
What is it, like 50-pound bags?
I bought 40-pound bags from Cape Ann Chimney and Hearth. Because they have the best pellets locally.
Now, what is that based on? Or, like, what do you base the best pellet? What makes it
the best
pellet?
Well, some of them burn cleaner. Like, the whole pellet burns. And there's very little ash left at the end.
Residual?
And so the whole pellet burns. Obviously, you get more heat out of the one pellet. Uh-huh. And less ash means I have to clean it out less, which is nice.
Yeah.
And so locally, they're the best. And they were great for us because they gave us a bunch of advice. And
Cape Ann Chimney and Hearth.
Cape Ann Chimney and Hearth, absolutely. They're,
are they on 114?
No.
No, they're on Pond Road.
Pond Road. They're local. I've been there. I did a whole series there.
They're owned and operated by Bob and Kathy Bolter.
I tell you, I've been there. They have all the different styles. They have the gas, the Vermont castings. Mm-hmm. They have all the pellet stoves. They sell the fuel and stuff like that.
Right.
And so knowledgeable. It's a treasure to have. They're on Pond Road.
And they do clean. They do maintenance.
Yeah. They'll do installs.
You don't mess around with the maintenance on one of these things. Once a year, you get it maintained properly.
Yeah, they'll do installs and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have I rent right now. I'm dying to buy a house. I want to buy a house in East Gloucester. If anybody in East Gloucester has a house for sale, they haven't listed it, please contact me because I want to buy a house in East Gloucester. But I my dream is to have a pellet stove. I want to build a house around a pellet stove because I just want to be warm.
That's so nice to be warm.
We have a fireplace and we crank that fireplace and it's great, but they're so much less efficient than a pellet stove. They're so fantastic. I'm
amazed at the amount of heat. The room, forget about that room. And that, the whole downstairs.
It's nice. You can romp around all naked and stuff.
Toasty.
Yeah. Craig, you did something in your house, energy efficiency wise. You did the plastic around the windows?
Yes. Recently did the window insulation kits that you can get at a lot of hardware stores. So there's a lot of brands. So first off, I didn't think this was going to be as efficient as this thing has turned out to be.
Explain what it is so people get an idea.
So basically, window insulation kits are, you get two spools of two-way tape, and then you get a large sheet of this clear plastic. It's like a thin mill. It's not very thick. And
Looks like it's transparent. It looks like saran wrap, but like thicker.
Yeah, it's a lot thicker than saran wrap, obviously. And it's strong. It's really strong. And so you trace out the windows with the tape to completely seal them with the plastic. A lot of people have probably seen this. And then with a hairdryer, you hit it afterwards after you've applied it and tightened it up and pulled and, you know, kind of gotten it perfect. Then you hit it with a hairdryer, seals it up really tight. Now, I live on top of a hill in Bayview, right above the Bayview Fire Station there. And the wind is phenomenal nonstop up there. And the, you know, Ipswich Bay is down the hill from me. You can see it. So it just hammers us constantly. So we have baseboard heat as well. No boiler, no other options for heat. And so I thought I'd try these. So I started installing them, and the difference is phenomenal.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable how efficient it works. Now, I've tried multiple kits as well. And so I've tried three different kits. There other hardware stores sell their brands. Then there's like Polar something or other brand. Tried them all, and 3M is the one that works.
3M,
which it makes a lot of sense because 3M makes the best adhesive tape.
Stuff.
I mean, they're kind of the tape kings.
Yeah.
So I tried the other ones, and they're literally a joke compared to the 3M. Hmm. And the 3M, you can pull it off five times, readjust it, get it just right, hit it with the hairdryer, go across it like a spray can, you know, hit all the seams. And it, I mean, I was concerned about the visibility through my windows because I have a beautiful view. I want to see it all the time. And I got to tell you, the percentage that I lost, say, in clarity is maybe like 5%. So it's, and I'm fanatical about clean windows as a cameraman. You know, I'm like, wow, everything's got to be, the lens has to be clean. Anything I look at, my car, my glasses, except for these. Always has to be clean as I can possibly.
You told me the heat, like before, it was like you'd have it on 65 and you'd never get the house would be 60.
Yeah, so everything was 5 degrees off all the time. So we cut the heat off at night completely in our house because it's so inefficient. On the back of my house is three sets of sliding glass doors on different walls. Then the front of my house is a bunch of glass windows. And then on our downstairs office is all sliding glass windows. It used to be a front porch. Or a side porch. Mm-hmm. So it's inefficient anyways as far as it originally wasn't part of the house. So if we put it on 65, the house temperature would be 60. It quite couldn't hit the temperature.
Right.
So it's always working to keep it at that temperature. And I'd never keep it above 65 ever. So I did half the house downstairs, the important windows in the front, and now put a thermostat on 60, house is at 60. So I instantly noticed the difference and physically could feel it in the room. So that I like to be cold, to be honest with you. My wife, not so much. So,
yeah, right.
So the difference in just standing in that room and not getting that airflow, you know, these are not horrible windows in this house either.
Right.
I mean, they're double pane or whatever.
So what was the kind of cost? Do you have an idea of the cost?
So a 5-window kit is about $13.
Oh,
wow.
Jesus. Yeah. And no brainer.
No-brainer. You measure the width of your window, you make it a few inches longer, tape it off real good, pull off the back of the tape, stick it up, move it around, hair. I mean, it's easy to do.
Mm. And my pellet stove was more than $13.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it's so far it's been three days.
Can I ask a question? What happens in the spring when you want to open up the windows?
Well, if these are windows you want to open, then obviously, I mean, this is more of a cold weather.
It's all over. At that point, you take them right off.
You take them off.
Yeah, because in the spring...
Yeah, for $13, you take them off, throw them away, and buy another $13 one next year.
Well, that's what I was wondering. You just... It doesn't mess up the paint or anything when you pull them off.
No, I was told by Bax, who works at Ace Hardware, where I got some of my 3M kits, you know, good friend of the blog, is that she said that sometimes that film won't come off so easily, and that you might need to use...
like a razor blade.
Like the...
Gooby gone
or whatever. You might need to, you know, get some of that to get it off. Depending on your windows and the shape, you know, some windows there's a clean casing inside that you can do it on.
Mm-hmm.
Others you have to go to the wood frame. On the 3M, the tape will stick to everything.
Okay.
So I've gone like across the wood, down on the frame, over the trim, down like contours and everything, and it works.
Mm.
So I haven't experienced when I put this kit on. Apparently, some time ago, there was other stuff applied before, so the old film from the old tape was still there. And if it was on the plastic frames of the windows, that peeled off.
Okay.
So that did come off pretty easily. So,
yeah.
But worth the $13 a pack.
$13 for sure for 5 windows. So, so for under $100, you could probably get your whole
house.
Yeah,
you're in good shape right there.
Yeah.
We forgot to mention, because when we were at the rum line, we forgot to mention, totally new, Jeff, the bartender, who's been there forever, has been lobbying Fred to get darts at the rum line since 1980, he said. They now have darts at the rum line. You can play darts.
36 years later, they've managed to hang a dartboard. Now, that's progress, people.
Most of it is making that only a light over it. That's progress. Yeah. A light would be good.
So they have a dartboard, which, coincidentally, you will stand close to the kitchen door and throw across where the band would be. But when there's no band, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got beautiful new dartboard, chalkboard up there, four sets of darts. Duct tape on the floor to mark it's good to go, man.
It's good to go. They got cribbage on Monday nights, and it's all thanks to the godmother of the rum line, Kathy Hopkins. Jeff told
Thank
me
you,
to
Hopkins.
Credit her, persistence in the matter.
Yes, she was the first. She threw the first dart out.
I have to say, I haven't been in the rum line for a long time, but I have to say, they've been doing it for year in and year out. We are so blessed to have a place like that. The music scene that they have.
The music
have,
alone.
The you know,
food, by the way.
They serve
know,
a proper.
It's really good.
A proper drink.
Yeah.
A proper
yeah,
drink.
Yeah.
It's pretty ginormous.
The music, and
They're
you know
not
what?
Light-handed.
It's just, you know what?
We're a good ad for the drinks there.
We really are.
Right now.
I just don't. I don't want to see that place. Like, that would be one of the. I think out of all the places in Gloucester,
a
if
proper
that.
Drink.
If that one went away, I think I'd be, even though I don't go there that often anymore because I'm older and stuff, I think I'd be most upset if the rum line left out of
it's
all the.
The rum line goes nowhere.
Right?
Ever.
I know. Hey, thank you to Fred. Thank you to the staff that's been there forever.
And the staff, dude. Have you ever, I mean, there's nice staff at every establishment we have on the island. But a lot of the folks at Rum Line have been there for 20 years.
Oh, they're great.
Years.
They're professionals. And
it
sweet.
Literally is like you go to visit somebody you know who has a little pub in their basement. I mean, they're just that friendly and nice.
Just like that.
It's just phenomenal. They know your name instantly every time.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Yeah, I agree. Kim,
you go there after.
What's I think
post-production meeting?
Everybody, hey, you know something?
See, now you get to get in on
this.
That's a great idea. I think anybody that's listening to this right now, meet us after
hit
drink.
Hit the rum line, baby.
Hit the rum line. Meet us for a drink afterwards. Yeah, we'll go
I'm
say hi to Jeff and the
for
boys.
For a proper drink.
For a proper drink. That's correct. For a proper drink.
For a gentleman's drink.
That's
yeah,
right.
Joey's eyes went like this when the second drink came.
Oh, my goodness.
That was his first.
I wanted to talk a little bit. Oh, Kim, you went to see the quilt project.
Oh,
Junie Van Dyke.
Junie Van Dyke's. Yeah, she's an... She's just such an asset for Gloucester. She, I'm sure many people know who are listening to this all about Junie, but she's been working on this phenomenal quilt project representing all the neighborhoods in Gloucester. I think there are 13 now hanging at the museum, and I think they're...
Cape Ann Museum.
And they need to do, I think there are two more coming, two or three more, I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's seen it, there was a tremendous response. People that have seen it,
yeah,
and were very touched.
And when you look at the close-up details, they've just captured the essence of every Gloucester neighborhood. And Junie's whole thing is you don't need a degree from art school. Just join in, and she guides everybody through the whole process. And she has just a fabulous group of people working with her.
Really
just,
very nice.
She's a tremendous lady.
Speaking of that, Kim, you have a talk at the North Shore Horticultural Society, which is the American Legion Hall, 12 Church Street in Manchester, Tuesday, January 26th. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
It's my usual pollinator garden talk, so I'm very excited to do it. At this time of year, I take a little break from talks and around Christmas time, so... I revamp all the talks at this time of year, so I'm very excited to be presenting it. I have like 100 slides, and just everybody's so interested in wanting to plant for butterflies and songbirds. It's really cool. I really like doing it.
You're not shy when you do it, right? You just get after
it. I just get right in there. I just do.
You love it. It's your passion. James, let's go through the art rundown.
The art rundown. Okay, so art happenings this month. just, these are not all all of them, obviously, but this is just the stuff that popped out this morning. Was Cape Ann Museum this month, which I think is really cool. Free admission for all Cape Ann residents for the entire month of January. So, I mean, you have to go, because Cape Ann Museum is the center of the art universe on Cape Ann. I mean, they do so much. It's such a wide variety. They have excellent...
Non-stop.
They have something going on every week, three times a week.
So everything's free. You just go
and
in.
Everything's free. Everything's you can go in for free. And there's and keep your eyes open, because I noticed that some of them said some of the events that they have are free with admission. So if the admission is free, I'm assuming that the events would be free. So it would be a good idea to keep your eyes open. One of the events that there's a Three Visions, which is a display that they have this month of paintings. And there's a panel discussion on, I don't have the date here, but check the calendar.
I think it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday, but I don't have the date on here. But it's with Jeff Weaver, Don Gorvette, and they're with Debbie Hagen and Peter Anestis. There's also Cape Ann Reads with the Eric Carlisle Museum, because they're very good about working with every other art institution in the world, especially locally. Eric Carlisle Museum is offering workshops for children and adults to kick off the new Cape Ann Reads initiative. This program will take place at Cape Ann Museum. It's free and open to the public. They do want reservations. There's a printmaking workshop at the end of the month, a three-part Folly Cove designer-inspired printmaking workshop at the Cape Ann Museum. And enjoy 3 days of close instruction from artists Mary Rhinelander and Victoria Petway as they delve into the world of block printing, which is really exciting. Also, Rocky Neck Art Colony, there's a show for the birds. I just printed Kim's stuff today for the birds. They're having a show, and I printed a lot of stuff for that, and the way they're handling the show is very, very top-notch. I mean, they're really working hard to get a great show. I anticipate it being a phenomenal show, because just from talking to the artists who are, you know, presenting their work and what's getting approved and how they're getting in and all that, they're really working hard down there for this show.
It was juried by the woman who's the director of the Mass Audubon Bird Museum.
Right.
So they know the stuff.
So it's juried.
No bird jabroni is going to get in there.
People. So this is pretty serious bird stuff. Live TV. You saw that,
bird
right?
Stuff.
Bird jabronis.
And they're going to have two talks in the month of February. I think it's in February. One is by Kim Smith, and the other one is Chris Leahy. Last week, I think it was Kathy, what's her last name? Chapman, was saying we ought to have a David Bowie, because of all the rock stars, and David Bowie is one of the bigger ones that have passed. So apparently Rocky Neck Art Colony took her up on it, and they're having Rebel Dance Party this Saturday night.
Where?
At the Rocky Neck Art Colony.
Oh, that's very nice.
Idea. And there's going to be a prize for best costume, so I can get my 80s stuff out of the bin and go work it. Donations at the door will benefit Rocky Neck Art Colony. Oh, and Bank Gloucester is having an artist reception for Robert Henlin. The displays will be on... His works will be on display from January 9th through March 11th. I forget what the day is, but check the calendar.
People should know, if you go to www.goodmorninggloucester.com, James actually curates the art calendar. It's actually a community calendar. Anybody that wants to submit a community event, James curates it. He sends it to him. The instructions are on the blog, and you get entered into this calendar that is constantly pinned at the top of the blog. You're insane not to take advantage of it. We offer it for free. You know, it's not for businesses, it's for community organizations. And you know, James, thank you for doing what you do for that. I appreciate it. I know this may lose you a little bit, Kim, but the boys over here may want to talk about this a little bit. The Patriots defend this guy Antonio Smith from the Broncos. We want to thank him personally for talking smack about our boy Tom Brady, calling him a crybaby.
Cry Brady, what? If you will.
Cry Brady. Every time the defender from the Broncos is saying that every time that Brady gets hit, he looks to the refs to get a phantom call.
Which every quarterback does.
Every quarterback does.
It's a quarterback thing, isn't it?
But it's the most beautiful and stupid thing all wrapped up in one, because if these people haven't figured out yet to rile up that monster, the beast, to wake the sleeping bear, it's just total insane. To give them bulletin board fodder is just insane. So we want to thank Antonio Smith from the Broncos for being such a dope to wake the sleeping bears. So thank you for you. I want to go to you guys and say, we're going to say right off the bat, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl? Craig first.
Wow, I knew you were going to come to me.
We got the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Pats, and the Broncos.
Oh, I'm very well aware. Very well aware who's left here. Well, I guess it all depends on who wins this weekend.
Steelers?
But the we all know it would have been the Steelers.
Except they lost.
Yeah. Baby Jesus apparently doesn't like the Steelers. But he loves the Broncos and the Patriots. First off, I think Carolina will beat the Cardinals. So I think Carolina's gone. I think that any way you look at it, the Patriots are going to beat the Broncos. It's just going to be ridiculous to see that not happen. I'm going to have to go with, I think the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl.
There you go.
I really do.
Do you say it's for, you have to be a little nervous about the Panthers, though, no?
Well, you honestly have to be a little bit nervous about the Broncos, too. Their defense is that good. They average 18.5 points a game. The defense didn't score a point against the Steelers, which is probably the first time all year they didn't, and that was in their house. So that means somebody else can go in there and basically keep their defense from doing what they can do. I think it's hard to beat the energy. I was at Foxborough last week for the Pats game, and I got to tell you, the Kansas City game, the energy that they came out on the field with, the energy that that crowd had. Now, I've been to quite a few games there already in the past 4 years. The energy that that crowd threw down onto that field was unbelievable. You realized before they kicked the ball off that it was going to be and the score didn't really show what was going on in that stadium. It was a little bit closer than that. I mean, it really felt like a 36-7 game. So I think it's just hard to beat the mentality that Brady has about winning, and Belichick has, and Gronk has, and Edelman has. But
don't you think the whole difference is having all the offensive weapons back? Without two of those pieces, like, you can't spread out the defense.
Well, you saw the same thing with the Steelers, you know, without Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, the number one wide receiver and running back in the NFL, I might point out. Without having those guys, we almost beat them. Should have. But anyways, hey, man, you lived in Pittsburgh, buddy. But the thing about Carolina is they also have a phenomenal defense.
They're young and aggressive.
Cam Newton has no offensive weapons to speak of, really. Funch just doesn't count. He really doesn't have any. He is the offensive weapon. The guy runs for half of his touchdowns. So he's dangerous in that aspect. But I just after experiencing watching them play in person, I can't see anybody stopping the Patriots at this point. The chip could not be bigger on their shoulder. You know, because of Deflategate. And they want nothing more than to see Goodell hand that trophy to Brady again. And I really think it would be incredible, too.
That was my favorite post I saw, or headline I saw this week, was, were those balls hard enough?
But the truth is that, you know, before all that, you're facing a tremendous defense in Mile High Stadium. Brady's lost two of the last eight AFC games there. Manning doesn't have to be Manning for them to win. And the Patriots don't have a run defense that can quite shut down the Denver running game. And they have a two-prong running game. So, although, you know, every football that Brady throws looks like a wounded duck now,
Manning.
Right. He can still beat you. So I wouldn't, if I was a Pats fan, I would not look past this weekend and say that really everything has to go right. And to me, the scary, I thought through the game, what is the one thing that can happen that will shift this game? Brady getting injured at any point in this game, well, whether it's the first or the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
If something happens to him to where, you know, him or Edelman, honestly, then you have a bad situation.
And
guys are hurt, guys are tired, things can happen. So,
James, who are you picking for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm picking the Patriots.
Patriots. Kim?
Of course the Patriots.
her vast knowledge of the Patriots.
I just learned a lot listening to Craig.
Yeah, I'll say the Patriots.
I'm not sure it's for the same reasons that Craig just delivered, but I believe that the Patriots are going to be there.
Trust the thick glasses.
That's it.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and this is going to be probably one of our final subjects, but... do you guys buy into Valentine's Day, or do you look at it as one of these manufactured holidays that, like, Madison, what do you call it?
Park Avenue.
Park Avenue, you know, like Hallmark.
Hallmark.
Guilt you into participating. Megan, start with you.
Well, I think any excuse to celebrate anything is a good thing. I like holidays just because you get an excuse to do something different from, you know, the mundane everyday. But Valentine's Day is not really one that I particularly celebrate, or my husband, but it's an agreed upon thing. It's not like we, you know, it's not like I'm sitting there waiting for the flowers to get delivered. I mean, it's
for you. What would be
effort in, and he doesn't put much effort
all right,
in.
But
that's
so
okay.
So if your husband wanted to do something special, what would that be for you for Valentine's Day to make it different?
To make Valentine's Day different, it's going to be something like clean the house. It's not going to be like...
That's his gift to you, clean the house?
Like, from top to bottom.
Oh,
like
from top to bottom, yeah. Oh, okay.
That is so romantic.
Well, it is in a way. I'm just, you know, or, I mean, we have a baby. We have a 17-month-old baby, so it would probably be like, let's get rid of the baby for a day.
Get rid of the baby.
That's what most people do say at that stage.
Nicely put, too.
Let's kick that baby out and, you know.
Get wild. Okay, great. Nice. It's very nice. Kim, what about you?
Well, when my kids were little, we used to, you know, make more of a thing about Valentine's Day. I love chocolate and flowers.
Chocolate and flowers.
And I love to cook for my husband, and so we might go out, too. I don't know.
Where would be your dinner spot for Valentine's Day?
Well, probably right now, Foreign Affairs.
Ooh. I thought you were going to say Duckworth for sure. You were such a Duckworth person. That's your birthday spot.
We love Duckworth, but I also think, I'm just trying to think, they close for the month of January.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not sure if they've reopened yet.
Right.
So
they're open for Valentine's
Day.
I've been there many years for Valentine's
Day. Yeah. Okay, then I'll say Duckworth or Foreign Affairs.
Very nice.
And the Franklin, too.
And the Franklin's very nice. Yeah. Craig, what's your Valentine's Day plan?
I don't really have one yet.
Mm-hmm.
What month is that for?
February. 12th, isn't it?
It's always a fortune, James. Pre-production meeting.
It's the first Thursday of February.
So, there you go. No. Anyways, Hannah and I's first date,
Craig,
my now wife, was on Valentine's Day. So I've always participated in Valentine's. My mom owned a Hallmark store, so they called me the Hallmark kid a little bit. I'm always for it. So yeah, I mean, I'll celebrate. I know it's fabricated, but I'll pitch in.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I want to thank Anthony Farenwald on camera number two over here. I'd like to thank Henry Cooper on camera number one. I'd like to thank Becky Tober and Jim Capillo in the booth. And K-Pan TV for hosting us today. It was really sweet. I love, this is our first live one. I hope people enjoyed it. Hope people come and meet us at the rum line.
Yeah, all six of you, come down to the rum line.
Yeah, it's gonna
we'll beat you down there in 12 minutes.
12 minutes, play some darts. Yeah, no, and I hope everybody has a great time. Thank you so much, It was fantastic. Thanks, KPN-TV.
Go to the Art Haven.
Yeah, go to the Art Haven buoy auction tomorrow night.
Yes. Absolutely.
5 to 8.
Roll credits. Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Keep it local, baby. Keep it local. That's how we roll. I love the lighthouse, by the way. That's awesome.